Harris.
Hi, I'm Summer. I'm an alcoholic. Hi, nice to meet you. For statistics, I've been sober about 22 months. My sobriety date is December 27th, 2011. I have a home group. It's 52 from the Big Blue on Tuesday nights in Palos Verdes. It's really wonderful. I have a great sponsor named Rose S. I've been working with her for quite a while, and it's made a huge difference in my life. I owe Alcoholics Anonymous everything. Anything good that's happened to my life, I owe to this program. It's really helped me to become an efficient member of society, a concept that was really foreign to me before I got into the program, because I had a very high sense of entitlement all my life. I come from a really good family. They raised me beautifully. I had everything I ever wanted. I was from an upper middle class family. They're very sweet to me, and somehow I reacted off of what I believe to be academic pressure, and I kind of went through an experimental phase as soon as I left for college. And relationships were certainly a part of that. I was very codependent with most of the men I was with, and it was kind of my first relationship was a major relationship in college was a gateway for me to get drunk, drop out, and join a punk rock band. So I became a singer of a punk rock band, which was unusual because not many women were doing that at the time. And if you know anything about punk music, they scream, they don't sing. And so I didn't have very much to be angry about because I got everything, you know, I ever wanted. So I don't know, I was doing this kind of avant-garde thing, like, oh, I'm so mad at the man, but the man never did anything to me. He never burned me. So it was really kind of weird, but it flew. Our guitarist really had his act together. He booked us a tour across the country, and I slept on, you know, all these nice people's couches, and we did a tour, and, you know, my boyfriend at the time, Donovan, and I had this pipe dream. We wanted to be like, if you've ever seen the movie Drugstore Cowboy, like those people in that movie, so we moved up to Portland and, did some outside issues and were alcoholics. So my whole life is really just taking a lot of geographics and trying to find the solution there in temporary things, thinking in very grandiose terms, thinking I was the best, having a tremendous ego. And I ended up going into the music industry in Seattle, the independent music industry with Sub Pop Records, and became a studio musician. It just, you know, fed my ego more. And I didn't realize I had, like, a lot of tremendous gifts given to me until I got to this program. So I did some illegal things, much to my dismay, and I ended up getting a traumatic brain injury in 2001 because of my drinking, and I had a five-year prognosis. You know, I eventually got better. I found myself alone in Yosemite National Park, working there as a barista with a head injury, having a mini stroke because I was drinking and doing outside issues, just on a death mission. I literally remember staring up at the sun one day in a cabin in beautiful Yosemite, drinking from a bottle of Stoli, thinking, it's okay if I die this way. You know, and I had my whole life ahead of me. I was in my mid-20s. So kind of fast forward, I ended up becoming dry for 9 years, a dry drunk for 9 years without a program. I was terribly angry all the time. I got myself back into the UC system. I went to UC Irvine. And everyone's life seemed so normal. And I had all this wreckage from my past, but I was pretending to be normal like that. And I was older than all of the students, and so I was really angry all the time. I never acted out on it, but I just ended up internalizing it and isolating as much as I could. I got a pretty good job after I got my degrees. I went out to Riverside, but I was still had alcoholic behavior even though I was dry, and I got laid off from my job. They were being very nice to me by laying me off instead of firing me. I was unemployed for 4 months. No program. Got a contract job with the National Science Foundation because of my degrees, and then I got recruited by the Department of the Treasury. So I still have no program. I meet a man, and his sister offers me a glass of wine, and I take it. So I'm on a bender again. And eventually things got so bad that I wanted to get help, and I saw a doctor. I told her what I was doing, just drinking wine alone in my apartment all the time, and she said, why don't you try Alcoholics Anonymous? So I trickled into the rooms. I did it drunk probably for a good month or two. And so I made the rounds in Orange County in AA. I made a mistake. I dated in my first year. And my sponsor, bless her heart, you know, she met him and she said, I strongly suggest that you don't date him. But it's just a suggestion. And I said, oh, it's just a suggestion. Okay, I can do whatever I want. And so I dated him. And it was really too bad. I wish I hadn't, because his recovery became mine. And it just got, you know, codependent and interwoven. So that, you know, that relationship didn't work out, and I was in quite a bit of debt, thousands of dollars of debt. So I ended up moving back home to my parents in Rancho Palos Verdes, and they kept me there for 2 years under their roof. It was a great chance for our relationship to heal, and at that time I got into a really structured program of AA, and I did the work, and I got a great sponsor there. And it wasn't until I did the fourth and the fifth step that I was able to let go of all the damage I had done in my past, all the stuff that was weighing me down that I was trying to work out in relationships. I was doing this whole general confession thing with the men I met, where like I thought they were the priest, and I needed to tell them everything I did, and I didn't need to do that. And you know, I just needed to do that with my sponsor, you know, where you get to know someone really intimately, and that's, you know, that was my sponsor. And she and I have a great working relationship, and it's truly being in this program has helped me to you know, make amends, and where appropriate. I remember I made amends to my boss at my government job, and he was very nice and said, you know, it took you a lot of guts to do that, and you know, just keep on doing what you're doing. And then I said, well, do you want me to make amends to everyone else in my job? And he said, no, don't do that. You know, and so, you know, it's good. It's good to learn these things as we go along, you know, what's appropriate and what's not. It's all a matter of context, you know, what's appropriate for your circumstances. And in my circumstances, that wasn't appropriate. So right now, as it stands, I work my steps very thoroughly. My fourth step is like a binder this big. My fifth step took like 9 hours, and it was a very transformative experience. And I wouldn't have it any other way. That was my experience, but you're going to have your own experience, and it's really important to grab a hold of your individuality and embrace it, and just trust in the power of this program, and trust your sponsor. Your sponsor is just there; they just want to help you. They just care about you. I mean, that's the experience I had. My sponsor's made herself vulnerable to me, and when she didn't need to, and she just loves me. And, you know, I guess when I think about alcoholism, it was just this long drawn out process of me becoming very numb and detached, like a fly on the ceiling. And people would get closer to me and say, I love you, I love you. And it was kind of me saying, I don't quite believe it. And now that I'm sober, I can see, I can make that contact with people. It's been a real breakthrough, just accepting that, you know, human beings care about each other, and there doesn't have to be any other motive. So just it's just been a great program, and it's a lifelong thing. It's not just like a lifestyle or a simple change that I pick up here and there, and then I get cured and I graduate. It's going to be with me for the rest of my life, and it's just been phenomenal. And I love the way AA is recognized in public circles. You know, people do recognize that we're trying to make our lives better in a sustainable fashion, and it's very real. And recently, I've gotten the chance to work with another woman, and it's been very, very enlightening and very humbling for me, and has given me a greater sense of purpose. So thank you very much for having me, and good luck to all of you.